Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here we go. I said that early. Here we go.
Hello, brothers, sisters, and people in general. I'm Jandro from Spain, and this is Penn Sunday School, brought to you by Masterclass. Here we are in Show Creator Studio South, that it's better than the North. And we are going to have fun, talk about magic and lots of things. Here's your host, the Spanish-American, Penn Jillette.
Yeah, this is Penn Jillette, brought to you by Masterclass. Preach the love for Masterclass, all about lifelong learning. We'll talk more about that because Hondro is a serious member of Masterclass. And I'll just get this right out of the way. If you want to get 15% off right now, and you, I missed this. I should do this after Masterclass. So I owe like, if you want a 15% off on a Masterclass membership, just go to masterclass.com/pen. 50% off right now at masterclass.com/pen. masterclass.com/pen. Yeah, that's all we had to do. So here we are, Hondro.
Yeah, I'm paying $100, so I'm going to go.
Yeah, you get a lot off. Yeah.
Okay.
50% off. You get a better deal.
Okay, thank you, because I've been 3 years in Masterclass.
Yeah,
okay.
So how are you liking your trip to the U.S. this time?
Bien, good. As always. Interesting.
Yeah. A lot of work.
A lot. Too much. Yeah, we're tired.
Demasiado. I know. It's been crazy, you know. What we're trying to do is use you as much as we possibly can. You're only here for a week.
Yeah, that's why I want to go back to Spain.
But we got three new bits in.
Yes.
And last night we did one of the hardest bits ever.
Yes. And I was very happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really happy.
I decided, now this is a bit, we don't want to ruin it for anybody who hasn't seen it, but we also can talk about it, where it's a 7-minute setup for a 7-minute payoff.
Yes.
And the payoff has to be 7 minutes after the 7-minute setup.
Yes, it's a 21-minute trick.
Yeah, it is. And the first 7 minutes are necessarily, for the bit to be good, have no magic in them.
It's hard.
It has to have no magic.
Yes.
So you need to do things for the audience for 7 minutes for people who came to see a magic show that has, in order to make the bit work, no magic in it.
Yeah, that's why no one does it.
No, also no one thought of it. There's also that reason.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting trick in another way, in that when we were over in Spain at your house, about to have a wonderful supper with your family.
Yes.
We were talking about how you keep notebooks and every day you write down an idea for a magic trick.
Yeah, because I was a bit rusty. I didn't have ideas, so I didn't feel good. Mm-hmm. So I started again. I've done it several times, but I started to write one idea per day in a book. And when you came, you asked me, what are you doing?
And you also write one movie idea.
Yes, one movie, one idea for magic or one idea for a movie or a short. And I was doing that at that time because I had no ideas. Mm-hmm. And
how long have you been doing it?
No, I did it a month, I think. Because I was like, I don't have more ideas in my life. So that's why I started doing it again.
Boy, it sure seems. You know, we're putting together 21 new tricks for Fool Us this year. And you know better than most that 21 tricks is a lifetime of material for...
It's impossible.
Yeah. And we do it every year.
Yeah.
And every year we finish up and I say, I think that's pretty much all the Penn and Teller ideas we have. And then I tell myself, and this is a little bit embarrassing, but I will admit it. And you worked in television every night, right? Yeah. For what, 15 years?
For 15 years, yeah.
So you know you have to have, if you said this to yourself at 17, yourself would strangle you in your sleep. But you actually start thinking, well, you know, we don't have to do great stuff. Mm-hmm. We can just get by.
Yeah.
You know, and you start thinking that, and it makes you feel like the worst Philistine sellout there's ever been. And you go, you know, when I was 17 and thinking about earning my living, and you told me you're going to have a show on every year, every week, really, on TV, and it's going to be extremely successful. And then I came back and said, yeah, and I'm going to have to coast for some of it. Mm. My 17-year-old self would have thrown a fit, would absolutely freaked out. But the amazing thing is you lower the bar. You bring it way down to we just have to step over it. This is the level we can do. We can do tricks that other people have done that are no big deal. And you accept that. You're okay with that. And then all of a sudden, you get the first idea that seems original, and you go, wow. There are new ideas.
There are always.
And it also gets a little bit perverse because you start out wanting to do the easiest ideas and then instantly, for all our personalities, you cross over into wanting to do the hardest ideas.
Yes, that's why this idea in particular, it's something, it's nice to think, but so hard to really do.
So hard.
Maybe people have thought of doing something like that, but if they start doing it, you stop.
Yeah.
You stop. But.
And certainly, if you've ever done the first half on stage, which you both have, at the end of that first half, you make a promise in your heart that you'll never do this again.
Yeah, you feel very bad. Yeah, it's very bad. It's like, I'm going to play sport, football, and I'm going to lose. And you know it before.
Yeah.
I'm going to do boxing, but they are going to kill me. that's what I feel, more or less.
Yeah. And you look out and the audience is on your side. They want to like it, and you don't let them.
But yesterday night, when we finished, I gave you a hug. I said, congratulations. I was happy because I saw it from the audience and the people were laughing next to me. And at the end of the show, the person next to me, without knowing me, said to the other person, talking about this bit in particular, of the whole show, he was talking about this. But you came as if Mike Tyson had been with you on stage, you know?
And I just killed one of his pigeons.
Yeah. So it's different feeling. Different feeling, yeah.
But what we didn't finish that thought. So I also keep elaborate notes, and I do it a little differently.
Uh-huh.
I do what's called my Schultz hour every week. I never miss it. Schultz, who was the chief of staff for Nixon.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
he would take, and it sounds like nothing, but he would take an hour a week where he cut out all communication with anybody, no one could disturb him, and he would sit and think, just think. And I spend my weeks in constant communication with people, constantly writing, constantly working on projects. But every week, on Wednesday usually, I take an hour, which I do by timer, because I'm a nut like that, and I can't use a notebook because I can't read my own writing. The writing is a skill I have that's atrophied. No, my mom taught me to type when I was 12.
Uh-huh.
And when I was a child, before computers, I carried around a typewriter.
Wow.
I had a typewriter with me all the time and just pages and pages of stuff. And then all I ever wanted, you know, when I first heard about computers, it is arguable that the only reason I went off Broadway and became successful was to buy a high-quality computer.
Wow.
Because I wanted at the time, you know, I wanted that $3,000, and it was unattainable to me.
Yeah.
I guess probably more like $4,000. Uh-huh. And we got the review in the New York Times, and the producers said, here's what you're going to be paid. And I went out and got a computer. And within 2 days of getting a computer, I had written 2 stories that were published.
Wow.
I just loved it. So what I do now is I sit in the hot tub lately. I sit for an hour in the dark in hot water, and I have my phone in my hand, and I just dictate ideas.
Uh-huh.
So I have a note file for Penn and Teller Ideas.
Yes.
That's about 1,000 pages.
Wow.
Okay. We get to about, I mean, get to is not right. Mm-hmm. Usable are probably 5%, mm-hmm. but I write them all the time.
Yes.
And so we were at your house.
Yeah.
Waiting for a great supper.
Yes.
What is that supper I love so much?
Hervido.
Hervito.
Boiling. It's like boiling.
Yeah.
Hervir is boil.
Well, see, I grew up in New England. We had a boiled dinner.
Yeah.
So finding a boiled dinner in Spain made me very, very happy. Made me realize even more that Valencia is where I belong.
Every time since you came the first time, every time we have hervido,
yeah.
we talk about you at home. And I send you photos of the hervido. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm.
I love a birrito. Is it always vegan, or is it you make it special?
No, it's always vegan.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a great food. Great food. So we're about to have that.
Yeah.
And we're in your office. Mm-hmm. And we had one of the rare moments when we weren't crying about doing our show in Spanish.
Yes, yes.
We weren't actually trembling.
Yes.
You told me about the notebooks.
Yes.
You opened the notebook, and I had up, because I was showing you, I had up my notes, and you read the idea. I don't even know which one of us did it first,
yeah.
but one of us said the idea, and the other one scrambled to find it in our notes.
Yes.
And we read the notes together, and it was astonishing, because it's such a weird bit.
Yes.
It's so hard, and the fact that we both thought of it is astonishing.
I think if we had not were there going to eat an hervido, we would never have done this.
No.
Never. Because, yeah. because how I remember is, yeah, look, I think this idea is good, but I don't know if I... And you said, well, I have the same idea, but I didn't arrive to anything. Yeah. And they are talking, suddenly, boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. It's incredible because we both had it there.
Yeah.
And there it will die,
yeah.
you know? So it's really incredible. I've read those ideas in that notebook uh-huh. recently, uh-huh. and I found 2 great ideas I thought I didn't have. Uh-huh. It's incredible.
Yeah,
I think they are already there.
Well, you know, they tell you when you're in high school that taking notes is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And I never took it seriously. I always thought, I'll remember everything, you know? And when you first meet, you know this, when you first meet comedians
mm-hmm.
or writers, they will tell you, carry a notebook and write down every idea you get.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be very smug about it. And I used to say, well, if it's a good idea, you do not need to write it down because mm-hmm. it'll come back to you. You'll remember good. That's just not true.
When you are 20, I think people of 20 say this because they don't have anything in their mind. But now we are more near other people. We are near Napoleon more than other people. We are buried also. We are near death.
Yeah.
So we have so many things in the head that I write everything. But I do it by hand because it happens one thing. When I read the notebook back, not always, but most of the time, I remember the day or the moment I wrote that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that gives some other details about that idea or yeah. how I was feeling. And that makes it bigger for me.
Every single study says if you're learning another language, if you're taking notes, if you're doing anything, doing it in longhand,
mm-hmm.
on yeah. paper is absolutely the best way. I've tried when I first started studying Spanish. I tried writing more. I still do some writing. And I know everything people say. They even tell you that reading, when you read paper books, you're more apt to remember stuff.
Yes.
But I just, I love the electronic stuff so much.
I hate them.
And you have your notebook with the four color pens.
Yes, here in my pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, always, always. And yesterday, no, 2 days ago, I was having breakfast and it fell to the floor and I didn't know. And a person said, "Is this yours?" And he showed me. And it was like, "Wow, yes, this is my idea pen. Thank you." And I put it there.
Now, I used to carry a notebook in my back pocket.
Uh-huh.
And even with my bad writing, it would kind of sort of work.
I also don't understand my writing. And that's a very big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are ideas I don't remember. And I read them and I still don't know what they are. It's a problem. That's a problem, yes.
There's a story that Lorne Michaels, who's the producer of Saturday Night Live, told me that made me laugh so much. The first season of Saturday Night Live, they did not have enough material. They could not get the shows out. And he was doing stuff like locking writers in rooms where they couldn't come out, couldn't go home until they had ideas.
Wow, it's a German idea.
Exactly. And after, he said there was the most pathetic thing that happened was they were sitting in the writer's room. They were all sitting around the table. They had no ideas whatsoever. And finally, one writer, he told me the name, but I've forgotten. One writer reached in his pocket. There was a little scrap of paper. And he said, in a sad, dejected voice, he said, this piece of paper says, "Can of paint. I don't know if I have an idea for a can of paint or I'm supposed to buy a can of paint. It just says can of paint." And he said that was all that was said for like a 5 minute period in the writer's room, all sitting around looking at each other going, "Can of paint." And it does get that way. You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
It happens. It happens.
And also the other thing that infuriates me is that you get better. You know, I'm now 69 years old as of last week, as of last Tuesday. And by the way, everybody that sent birthday greetings, thank you very much. I didn't answer them all, but I really appreciate it. 69 years old, you know, the if you have teenagers when you turn 69, if you're that old of a dad, which I am an old, you know, Mox was born, I was 50. If you have teenagers when you're 69, they will laugh every time you say your age.
Okay.
It's very nice.
I'm not a teenager and I laugh. When okay? Last Tuesday, I was laughing all day.
But you get better. That's the thing that's amazing.
Yes.
There's a song, "Ooh La La" by The Faces, has, you know, the line in it that's a sentiment that we all feel. I wish I knew what I know now. When I was younger.
Yes.
I wish that I knew what I know now when I was stronger. I have ideas for bits that if you put me in my 20-year-old body, I could absolutely kill with.
Yeah.
And you just, you know, you don't have the strength and you can't. I mean, I have ideas now for routines with wire walking because I used to be able to walk a tight wire.
Wow.
You know, and I haven't been able to for many years. I can barely stand up.
I think when you are 70, we can try that idea. Once.
Well, this was an idea in my notebook that actually turned into Nail Gun.
Wow.
You know, which is a bit that you also do.
Yes.
Pistola de clavos.
Pistola de clavos. Oh, yes. I've done it 10 times.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
It's a hard bit.
It's a hard bit, but I like doing it. Because I talk about you on stage, and I do it, and I remember you in Valencia doing it, and it's nice. It's nice.
It is nice. It's hard. Difficult.
It's hard, but the trick is hard, but the rhythm is hard. So and the ideas you have to tell are hard. So it has for me, three different levels of hardness.
And it hurts your arm.
Yeah. Yes. yes, because I'm not very, strong.
So, but the idea that I had that I thought was so funny, and it's referred to a little bit in Nail Gun, which is where you memorize a list of things and you shoot off a nail gun into your hand when it's empty and so on. Anyway, I wanted to set a tight wire up.
Yes.
1 foot off the stage.
Okay.
1 foot off the stage.
It's little, very little.
Very little, yeah. So high wire, you're at the top of the circus tent.
Okay.
But 1 foot
okay.
off the ground, which I thought is a really, really funny image, right? And you say, this is the same level of difficulty as being up 50 feet.
I love it.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's just as hard. It's not any bit easier, but you don't have that. And then I would walk across.
Yes.
And I would then say, but you aren't interested in this because there were no stakes. No stakes at all. So here's the deal. I'll make you a promise. I'm going to walk across this tight wire. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do tricks on the tight wire. And if I fall and touch the ground, 1 foot, every person in the audience will get $100.
Wow.
So there are 1,000 of you here.
Wow.
We have $100,000 in cash. Now, I don't want to say you're bad people. I don't want to say that if I were 50 feet up, that you would be wishing I would fall. But now you're wishing I will fall, right? And I wanted to say, so now you've got a dichotomy, right? Because you want to see a show that's successful.
Wow.
But now you can also make a profit on your ticket to the show if I just don't do this right.
Wow.
And there would be $100,000 in cash on stage.
Wow.
Or $150,000.
I love it.
Yeah. And I would walk across the tight wire with all those stakes, very, very real stakes. And I would also say, if I had fallen 50 feet, I'd go into the hospital, maybe die, maybe never do this again. The Melendez, they fell. Philippe Petit fell. Mm-hmm. People have fallen. So I actually just lose the money. And I also want to say, half of this money, and this is what I'm doing, half of this money is Teller's. So you can imagine how mad Teller's going to be at me. And then I would also say, honestly, and the part that's honest is what kills me about this. The part that's honest, I would say, and 2 years, 3 months, and 2 days ago, I fell.
Wow.
So those are your odds. Your odds aren't good. And you have the stakes exactly high enough that they're real, But you've walked with me. You've walked with me from backstage out to the food court.
Yeah.
And that just walking, I bump into you.
No, it would be incredible to see that trick now. It should be a very wide, extremely wide.
The tight wire would have to be 3 feet across.
Wide wire. It would be like a huge carpet. Maybe you will fall.
The odds are the same as when I was 20. I have my inner ear is fucked up for balance.
Yes.
And I have a neuropathy in my feet.
Yeah.
That means I don't get the feedback. So I have no chance. But you get that idea and you go, wow, maybe there's a young wire walker that hears this. And I want to tell you that the amounts are adjustable. If you, but I think if I had been able to do that, and I was already unable to do this by the time I was 40. Great. But if that were in a Broadway show, it'd be pretty great.
Wow.
pretty great. Yes. You know, I saw Penn and Teller the night they fell. I made $20. $20, clear profit.
Sold out every night.
Yes, yes. Exactly.
Yes.
You might see a free show.
Wow.
And there's a lot of ideas I have like that that I just won't be able to physically do anymore.
Wow. Yeah, but I like to write them because I forget them. Mm-hmm. So I don't believe what they say, the good ideas come back. That's not true.
It's not true. It's also wonderful when, you know, I write a journal every day. Mm-hmm. So I also read my journal from 30 years ago. And there are things that I did. They're really funny, mm-hmm. great stories, things that happened to me that I didn't even remember.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. The really embarrassing thing is there are really wonderful sexual adventures that I didn't really remember at all. That happened?
That happens to me. I don't remember any.
But it was an amazing feeling. And you're absolutely right, because this idea is so difficult that I needed to have the support of, and you did it first. You went out and did it
yes,
first.
Yes, 10 days after we talked, for the first time I did it in the Magic Convention.
And you sent me a video,
yeah.
not of the trick. You sent me a video of a 54-second standing ovation that you yeah. got from doing it.
Yeah. In the middle of the gala. I was the host. I was not the...
Yeah.
Yeah, and people still remember it. And it was amazing. It was... So I said, wow. But when I did the first half, I was the host. So I had to do it in two parts with an act between. Mm-hmm. When I did the first half, I went in and my friends, Junke, other, they said, what has happened? Are you okay? Is everything, did something, are you, I didn't understand it. Or everyone. And I said, we are good. We are in the right path.
You didn't really feel that.
No. I felt, okay, the first time should be like this, but yeah. maybe not so much. I mean, so it was, do you know who was performing between the two parts?
Mortimer,
Xavier Mortimer. So he started in the shit. I mean, it was horrible.
Yeah, you fucked him over bad.
Yeah, but who cares?
He's French.
Yeah.
if there's one thing Americans and Spaniards can agree on, it's the French, right?
Oh, we could, in some years, we say this, we are in jail, you know? Yeah, okay. No problem. But he was great, of course, and then I came back and I did it, and from the first moment, then I saw it was a good idea.
So two people hated you. Mortimer, who went on after the first one, yeah. and the person who went on the second.
Yeah.
Who says, the yeah. host yeah. is not supposed to get a standing ovation.
It was very strange. I felt very bad on stage, because, and I told them to stop. Uh-huh. They applaud and sit down, please, because I didn't want the people in the gala to know it was going good. Because when sometimes when you are performing and you go next and you see that they have killed, you say, oh, I'm going to bomb. Yeah. It's a strange reaction.
You know, it was a magician that followed the Beatles the first time on uh-huh. the Ed Sullivan Show. Did you know that?
No.
Who was it? Do you remember?
Red Capps.
Was that? I thought it was Capps.
Fred Capps.
Fred Capps.
Wow. Oh, Fred Capps.
The Beatles did their first appearance, Los Beatles.
Beatles.
Los Beatles did their first appearance on the Ed Sullivan yes. Show, which, as you know, tore up the theater, but also exploded in America.
Mm-hmm.
It changed all of pop culture
mm-hmm.
that second. All these folk singers got electric guitars.
Mm-hmm.
Everything changed entirely. And it also reverberated around the world.
Yeah.
I mean, that Ed Sullivan appearance, even though it was in the United States,
yeah.
reverberated all around the world. You can see Salman Rushdie, who was living in India,
mm-hmm.
writes about how the Ed Sullivan Show
wow.
the Beatles changed everything. So
Fred Capra's great.
Yes, but that's not my point. My point is he is great, but the Beatles just finished.
Wow. Yes, of course.
And you've got I don't know what the Ed Sullivan Theater holds, but 800,000 screaming teenagers whose lives have been changed, and now Fred Capps.
Fred Capps with a cane. Oh, wow. He was a great magician.
Great.
But after the Beatles, I mean, wow.
And you can imagine him talking to his friends. Who's on the bill tonight? I don't know. I don't know who's on the bill. Senor Wences is doing something. And, you know, there's some Broadway show. They're doing a song. Then there's this this band from England. And I guess I'm going on after them.
I will kill. You were killed.
I will tell you, this show, Fred Capps has new material. Tonight, this Ed Sullivan show will be remembered forever.
Wow.
I've got to dig up that appearance. That appearance must be on YouTube, right? The appearance after the.
Yeah. Wow. I imagine the people in the audience.
Yeah.
Not talking to each other, not watching Fred Capps with a thimble and a card, you know? And smiling. I'm thinking, why am I smiling? Wow. I didn't know it was Fred Capps. I will, when I go to Spain, I will tell this story to Juan Tamariz to see if he knows, because he knew very well Fred Capps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I will tell him.
Yeah, please.
Wow, it's a great story.
It is. And I don't think, there must be, don't you think that Fred Capps must have written something about it? Or, I've never looked.
I don't know. Maybe he didn't want anyone to know. Because, like, anyone remembered it? Anyone. No one saw it. Although they saw it, no one remembered.
Right.
Oh, that's a great story. I will tell.
I also love the fact that not only was it a magician, but really a great magician.
Yeah, great. He won FISM several times. Yeah. I mean, he's one of the legends.
Yeah.
Wow. And now he's another legend for another reason, you know? The only ones that saw a good act were the Beatles. Wow, the magician was great!
Yes, of course! They must have thought that, yeah.
Wow, we are happy we were before him.
You know Billy McComb.
Yeah,
Billy McComb was a good friend and a great magician.
Funny guy.
He also followed the Beatles.
Uh-huh.
And he, on another American show, probably another Ed Sullivan show. And Billy McComb had the Beatles came to him to get autographs.
Wow.
From him.
From Billy McComb.
And then just gave him one of the pictures autographed by all four Beatles to Billy McComb, which he liked. Gave to like a niece or something, you know?
Wow.
I'd say to, you know, personally autographed from all four Beatles, that is that's quite a collector's thing now.
Wow. Maybe Fred Capps has another something signed. Or the Beatles have something signed by Fred Capps.
Yeah. It would be great to see a picture of the Beatles that says, glad we didn't have to follow you. You were great. You're just great. Maybe Juan knows a story about that.
Maybe I don't know. They were friends. Fred Capps had many Spanish magician friends.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're the best. You know what we're going to talk about now?
No.
We're going to talk for a moment about Masterclass.
Yeah.
Which allows us to do this show. For those you don't know, Masterclass is a membership that you get with the greatest instructors in the world.
Yeah.
And they teach everything. You know, for ongoing lifetime education, you get a Masterclass membership, and you are open to learn all of them. Take all the classes.
Yeah.
You take them in any order. There's other stuff on anything. Now, you do Masterclass all the time, right?
Yeah, I've done maybe 20.
Uh-huh.
Lots of them. Can I recommend anyone?
Please.
Yes. there's a comedy course from Steve Martin. Mm-hmm. I've done it twice. Huh? I've done it twice. And I will do it again. And James Cameron, director, film director. And I really enjoy those. Really. And I've done many more. Those are my favorites.
Well, one of the things we tell people is that even ones that are outside of your field, you can learn a tremendous amount. What's the one the furthest away from what you do?
The furthest? Yeah. Usher?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I've done it.
Uh-huh.
Why? I don't know. I know nothing about music. I'm not a great fan of this person, but uh-huh. I did it and I enjoyed it. I've done one of a famous football player,
uh-huh.
a very famous.
Well, you.
But I like to.
You're aspiring to play soccer professionally.
yes, with the Beatles, yeah. And I've done music things that I nothing to do. I've done a lot of writing. I did one of creativity with Jeff Koz or Jeff Kohn or someone that does these big balloon animal sculptures.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know the name now.
Oh, yeah, Jeff Koons.
Jeff Koons. Oh, yeah, Jeff I did it. So I like to learn things. So it's always inspiring and interesting.
Yeah, it's a great thing. And I don't think you can hear better than that. 11 categories, 180 plus instructors. It's all beautifully shot, too. Yes. It also looks gorgeous. It's also very, very clear. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off the annual membership at masterclass.com/pen. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/pen. Masterclass.com/pen.
And I've done David Mamet.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the last ones. I really enjoyed it. Yeah. Really enjoyed it. So I'm only angry because I didn't know the 50%. That's only I'm angry. The rest is good.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
You know, there's a wonderful joke that I've told several times that I love. A guy's walking down the street, mm-hmm. and there's a homeless man with his hat out asking for money. And the man walks by and says, "Neither a borrower nor a lender be." Mm-hmm. William Shakespeare. And the guy says, "Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you." David Mamet.
David.
Love that joke. Yeah. Very, very good joke. Now, you're going on vacation because you're Spanish.
Yeah.
So after you work for a week, you need at least a week off.
Or two, yeah. Yes, I because I like to be doing thinking vacation, I think. Mm-hmm. Like you, once a week. I do a lot of days a week. Not 1 hour. A lot of days. A lot of days. Yeah.
Well, that's why I'm embarrassed to say that, because a friend of mine, Kramer, who's a fabulous musician, when I told him I did 1 hour a week, he says, "Yeah, I do about 10 hours a day."
Yeah.
Yes. I'm just sitting and thinking.
Now I do a lot of walking, and when I walk, I think.
Now, do you pull out your notebook and write stuff down?
No. When I walk, if I have something, I do a note in the phone.
Yeah.
And then I put it on the notebook.
You mean a voice?
Yes, voice. I have a group of WhatsApp only with me. It's only with me. It's called For Me. Para Mí.
Para Mí.
And it's very interesting.
You can take videos.
Yeah, I can put things there and it's nice.
Yeah, that's the thing. WhatsApp is the whole world except the United States.
Yeah.
when we were in China, everything's done on WhatsApp.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Because you can send money and everything.
I never send money, but I have just here for you and for Matt Donnelly. I also WhatsApp with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Matt Donnelly, we missed Matt Donnelly at the...
Oh, he's not here? I didn't notice.
No, at the rehearsals, too.
At the rehearsal, yeah.
But, so we've only got... we got three new bits in the show.
Yes.
So only another...
18.
18 bits to do, just 18 more.
I know when you have a new season of Fullers and you tell me, hey, we are going to do a new season, I say, sorry. That's what I say. Oh, I feel sorry. Oh,
yeah, no.
It's not a good news, you know? It's not, I don't feel good that day.
Yeah. It also what it means is, oh, you won't be taking a week off and coming to Valencia and just going out and eating and sitting on the beach.
So.
Well, that's not actually what you said, Andro.
It was worse.
What you said when I told you we just got renewed for another season to Fool Us, you said to me, forget you ever met me, call Chris Angel. Forget you ever met me is what you actually said.
Wow. Oh. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. But when I was on TV so many times, I in 1 year, maybe I did 30 bits.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot each year. So if I thought I have 30, I died. I got... mm-hmm. Anxiety. But if I only said only one, one I can manage.
Yeah.
But then only one more. And it was good for my brain.
Yeah.
Only one.
Yeah. It's incredible, you know, because when we actually record it,
mm-hmm.
we're doing two a day.
Yeah, that's too much. it's too much because it's... You are tired doing the whole show, then two beats, and it's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Once again, I don't know why I'm quoting Lorne Michaels so much,
mm-hmm.
but Lorne Michaels said he had never met a successful person in show business who could not handle failure.
Yeah.
He said, every single person I know can handle failure better mm-hmm. than anyone. He said, but none of them can handle success.
Yeah.
Because what you have to learn, and this is what this new trick is, a absolute masterclass in learning to fail. You know, I try to tell my children, you know, when I say, if there's one thing that I could teach you, and of course I can't, it's how to fail.
Mm-hmm.
If you get really good at failing, you can do anything.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
But it is amazing, as you said, to walk in the ring with Mike Tyson.
Yes, it is. It's you finish and you don't know how it's gone.
Yeah.
And you see faces you don't want to see. Expressions you have not ever seen. And it's like, okay.
Last night, and I'm very understanding about this, but last night I looked out and I can tell you exactly where. In the fourth row,
yes,
stage right, audience yes. left, side section,
yes,
four seats off the aisle,
mm-hmm.
there was a couple.
Yeah.
They were both sound asleep. And they were sound asleep, but it was okay because they were sound asleep during Elsie.
And the last, okay.
And I know that Elsie's going well.
Yeah.
But I remember I've had friends,
mm-hmm.
friends who I trust completely. Come to the show from overseas
mm-hmm.
and fall asleep during our show. And tell her doesn't listen to this so we can speak freely.
Freely.
Teller is very ambitious in mm-hmm. what he wants to do,
mm-hmm.
socially ambitious. So when we go over to Great Britain, mm-hmm. we go to Australia.
Yes.
In the evenings, I sit in my hotel room and type, or I go to Starbucks and type, or rarely I'll talk to like one friend for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Teller, before he goes, takes every one of our days off, which are not many mm-hmm. when we're touring England, and he plans to see a show
yeah.
that night. And he plans to, like, go sightseeing with friends in the afternoon. And as far as the feedback I've gotten from people who go to him with shows, there was not one show he didn't sleep through. Everyone. And Moxie went to see Groundhog Day, the musical.
Yes.
Would tell her. And Mox said he sat down, fell asleep, had ice cream at intermission, and then fell asleep again. So I know that a huge amount of it is jet lag. So I don't take it too personally. And I've also, we went, oh, Jesus Christ. You could picture this. We had been working really hard. We flew over to England. The second night we were there, you know, which is bad. We had a day to recover before having to do shows. And we went to the Magic Circle, which we were not allowed into. But they always beg us to go, even though we're not members. And this guy who I will not mention who it is. Yes, I can. I can mention who it is because it's about us. It's not about him. You know, Ricardo. Ricardo, wonderful guy. Great magician. Rosencrantz, Ricardo Rosencrantz, the oddly named Ricardo Rosencrantz, was doing a three-hour lecture.
In London in those times?
3 hours. In the little theater at the Magic Circle. And it was an academic lecture about magic. And we were at the Magic Circle, and I was exhausted. And Teller was so exhausted, his eyes weren't even focusing when I talked to him, right? So we said, we'll stop by the Magic Circle, because you want to say hi to, I think it was Andy, well, doesn't matter, say hi to a few of the people, like 5 p.m. And then I'm going to go back, I'm going to have a nice meal at the hotel, and then I'll take it easy in the evening and maybe try to get back on schedule, get some sleep, right? Ricardo begs us to come to his lecture. I'm doing a lecture. Please come and see it. I want you to see it. Well, you know, we're really tired, man. We just flew in. We maybe catch another. No, I'm only doing this lecture once. Listen, man. We love you and we'd like to see it, but we're just totally fucked up. I mean, we're just really tired, really tired. And he goes, it would mean a lot to me. Then he reserves us seats in the front row. And he has PowerPoint slides. Nothing is harder to stay awake for than PowerPoint slides. And it is not a performance. It's a lecture. Where he's talking about where medicine and magic overlap, how we can be a physician and a sorcerer.
That's great for a jet lag, you know, that kind of lecture.
And we are in the front row. And you know, it's
3 hours.
It's warm, right? It's cozy.
3 hours. Oh, great.
And I mean, we sat down. He didn't even come out. Nothing. We sat down until it was like
in the front row.
So I'm kind of shaking Teller, trying to keep Teller awake. And then he speaks for 5 minutes. And I realize I haven't woken up Teller in a while because I'm sound asleep. I mean, absolutely sound asleep. I don't mean like head dropping down. I mean just like, and then I would wake up, realize he was looking down at me. Then look him up, look in the eyes, pay attention, catch peripherally that Teller's asleep. And I kind of nudge Teller, and Teller is like really pissed off. Then he realizes that the lecture is going on, and he looks for a little while and watches. And Ricardo was very understanding afterwards. But here's the thing. It's so, so, when you're lying in bed and you can't sleep because of jet lag or because of what an evil person you are.
Yes. Both. And sometimes both.
And you're laying there and you're going, why can't I just feel like I felt at that lecture?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yo, yeah. It was all so easy and so beautiful.
Yeah.
I just felt, and the kind of sleep you can get, it's the same as laughing in church, right?
Yeah.
I mean, did you go to church when you were young?
No. I don't. But that you cannot laugh and you keep laughing. This happened with my wife in Canada. We went to a place and there was a huge gardens. And they say, you have to see the Japanese tea ceremony. Okay? And we said, okay. So we were sitting in the front row. Uh-huh. A Japanese woman came there and they were half an hour, just taking out the jacket. Half an hour to take one jacket and bend it, you know?
Fold.
We were looking everywhere. Is this like this? I started laughing. I looked at her. Every time we looked at each other, we were crying with tears and spitting, you know, when you're spitting. But the lady was 1 meter from me. She was there, the Japanese lady with the white face. And they were so slow. It was so ceremonial. And we couldn't move. And it was tremendously horrible because I knew if I moved 1 centimeter to my right and saw my wife, we both burst. You know, when you burst, and it was so, you know, Japanese people, so quiet, so polite. We are Spanish. And that's the worst, horrible, you cannot laugh. Moment. It was terrible. Terrible.
Speaking of our notebooks, I have pages of trying to write a bit where you get the audience not allowed to laugh and trying to suppress the laughter and then letting that just come out. And so you can't replicate it. You just cannot replicate it.
It's impossible.
But when I was young, occasionally in church, you know, very solemn. And sitting there, and then something would strike you funny. And when you're a child, it's a little bit understandable. But you don't know that. As a child, you don't think they will understand if you laugh. So you have that horrible. But as an adult.
Yes.
Tea ceremony.
Japanese tea ceremony. That is the most polite event in the world. I mean, Japanese people, white face, a lady taking out the kimono and folding the... Do you know how long is the ribbon they put in the tummy? That's a kilometer. They were folding in triangle, you know? They get like the flag, like the American flag that they do like this. And it was like, and where's the tea? Maybe it's for the survivors. Oh, man, you have to go to Canada only for that. But it was in Canada. I don't know what the Japanese lady is doing. It was in Montreal or Toronto. I don't know. Wow. It was horrible.
Aren't you supposed to be hunting moose?
I don't know. Yes. Or but then I thought, do they do this in Japan every day? It's amazing. We have to go together to that. It would be amazing.
With a
you know the trick you are doing in the show, the polyester?
Yeah.
Okay. Imagine 100 times polyester, that's that same size, but 100 long. And tell her folding it. Okay? Folding 30 minutes. And you thinking, where's the tea? I cannot laugh, and I have to go to make pee in that. So everything. It's the worst horrible thing. It happened in that trip. And it also, another funny thing happened. We were like 10 people in a van. We Spanish people, but we didn't know each other.
Tourists.
Yeah, tourists. And there were some trips of 5, 6 hours, 7. And my wife was pregnant. We knew it like a week before. So in a van, this...
First child?
Yes, first child. So it was like 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And she couldn't go in the back because of the vibrations. You know, when there's a bump, the people in the back jump.
Yeah.
So we said, sorry, we are pregnant. Can we go on the first line? Mm-hmm. And a couple said, don't worry, we will go in the back. So in the from the back, during those 6 hours, you could see nothing. Nothing. In the front, we saw everything. The green, it was very nice. From the back, you only saw the ceiling of the van and nothing more. And all the time bumping, boom, boom, boom. So each time we stopped, we were so fresh and happy. And then they were vomiting. They came out and they vomited 3 times.
They actually vomited?
Yes, because they were 5 hours dizzy, you know, vertigo, moving everything. So when they said, you have an hour to visit this, we say, thank you. And these people came out white, went to vomit to a park, to a bin,
yeah.
And they were there lying. They were. It was a horrible trip for them, a great trip for us. So if you ever go on this type, say you are pregnant.
Yeah,
that's the thing important.
There is a there's a joke that I used to love that a woman gets on a bus.
Yes,
all the seats are filled. All the seats are completely full. She's standing there. She says to a man. She says, "Can I have your seat?" And he said, "Well," she goes, "I'm pregnant." And he goes, "Certainly." And she sits down and. The man's standing up and he says, you're pregnant? Congratulations. How long have you been pregnant? She says, 15 minutes, but boy, am I tired. That's it. You get out of the bumpy seats. Oof, so you were on a package tour for Spaniards?
Yes. But it was not for Spaniards. We were Spanish people. There were Mexicans also, and it was really.
Oh, it's for Spanish speakers.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So it was nice. It was nice, except the Japanese tea party. I will never forget. I've forgotten all I saw in Canada except the van, the people vomiting, and the tea party. Yeah.
There's a very. I don't remember. There's a very famous story of Jack Benny and George Burns. You know Jack Benny.
Yes, yes.
You know George Burns. They were very good friends. And George Burns would always make Jack Benny laugh.
Mm-hmm.
George Burns was outgoing, and Jack Benny was just hardworking and quiet.
Okay.
And didn't really make a lot of jokes. But George Burns could always make Jack Benny laugh. And Jack Benny had a court case.
Okay.
He had to go to court in front of a jury.
Okay.
And he was very, very nervous. And George Burns kept saying to him, when they swear you in, don't laugh. When you put your hand on the Bible and say, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, don't start laughing, because that would be terrible. And Jack Benny says, worst thing ever done to him. Because he was going, I swear to tell you, the truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God.
Wow.
Yeah. Boy, that the Japanese tea ceremony. How long was the whole ceremony?
They are still doing. They are preparing tea right now. I don't know.
The folding is over.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, you know, you have to be there. It's like an experience. You have to Some people say I want to dive with sharks. No, 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 no. Go to the Japanese.
That's for pussies.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, my greatest wish for you, my friend, is you can sleep. Like, hey, lecture with Ricardo Rosenkrantz, and you can laugh like a Japanese tea ceremony.
Yes, that would be great.
That's the way to live. That should be the wish. You know what they say? Live like it's your last day to live.
Yes, yes.
Laugh like you're in a Japanese tea ceremony. Sleep like you're in a long lecture.
That's it.
And then there's a story that I love. Robert Frost, who's a great poet.
Yes, okay.
Stopping by woods in a snowy evening, two roads diverged to the woods.
Okay.
That's Robert Frost. He had a friend who was doing a poetry reading, and he asked Robert Frost to come to the poetry reading. And Robert Frost did not like to go to poetry readings, but he went, and he sat in the front row, and he began his poetry reading, and Robert Frost fell asleep at his friend's poetry reading. And at the end of the poetry reading, his friend came over and said, I really wanted your opinion, and you slept for the whole thing. And Robert Frost said, sleep is an opinion.
Yeah. Great. Yes.
But yes, what I was leading up to before we get to the folding of the Japanese
teacher, sorry.
was that if I'd have seen those two people asleep during the first half of Entropy, which you never said it, but that's the bit, first half of Entropy, I would have broken down.
Yes, of
course. I would have just cried and fall. But the fact they were sleeping during a bit that I know is good.
It's good, yeah. Yeah.
But there's a comedian, Jack Carter, who is a really funny guy from the 60s mostly.
Okay.
And about 20 years ago, when he was like in his 80s, he came to the show.
Yeah.
And after the show, we met him and took pictures and talked about what fans we were and stuff. And he said, I want to remember to be able to say this because it was so honest. He said, I want to say you did a great show, and I'm sure you did, but I'm really old, and I've been traveling, and I was really tired, and I slept through most of your show. So I don't want to be a liar and compliment you, but I also don't want you to be insulted. Mm-hmm. I just had to fall asleep, and I'm very, very sorry, and congratulations on your show.
Wow.
And I just thought, so much better than trying to conceal that.
Yes. I like that. I will use it.
You're not old enough, Audra. At 48 years old, you're supposed to be able to stay awake for a show.
But if you've been in the Japanese tea party, it's like 10 years you win. So, you know, I'm nearly 60 now.
We were in Japan.
Oh.
And we were offered to go to a Japanese tea ceremony. And I think we opted for something else.
Why? I mean, you were already there. Maybe there they are longer. They have more cloth.
Or maybe this is only something they do to punish the rest of the world.
Yes.
You go, I'd like the Japanese tea ceremony. They go, here you go. Here's your tea. Enjoy it.
You know, when I come here to the U.S., I have to fill in a form.
Mm-hmm.
And they ask me if I've been in prison.
Uh-huh.
But I say, no, but I've been to the Japanese tea party. They have to know.
They have to know the kind of people they're like.
Yes.
So you go back to Spain?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. And you fly to L.A. first?
Not now.
Amsterdam?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. It's an American city. I don't know which one. But, There are many. There are many. I will read it tomorrow. I don't care.
You don't care.
No.
What time are you leaving?
I don't know. I have to read it this night. I will read it in the ticket. In the, I think 8 or 10 or 12, something like that.
In the morning.
Yeah, in the morning. Yeah.
And you lose that time, right?
Yeah, 8 hours because you change the hour this night. Yeah. So I arrive to Paris. I know I go to Paris. First to some city in US, then Paris, then Valencia. Yeah.
Fly directly, yeah, Valencia.
Yeah, one day. I lose one day. Yeah. Exactly one day.
So, thank you, my friend, for coming out and helping with the show and helping with this. And may we be in a Japanese tea ceremony
together. Wow. and we will broadcast it live.
we would not last 15 seconds.
No. It will be 100 bucks if you don't laugh during the whole live session. Yeah, yeah.
Boy, see, usually I think of the rudest people as tourists being Americans, but I'm glad to know that a Spaniard can laugh during a serious Japanese tea ceremony.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That was Penn's Sunday School, brought to you by MasterClass. 15% off annual membership at masterclass.com/Penn. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/Penn. Masterclass.com/Penn. And that was Penn Sunday School.
That was Penn Sunday School.
Cha cha cha.
And to our listening,
you become naked. Come see our show. Come see Entropy while we still have the guts to do it.
That was Penn Sunday School. That was Penn Sunday School.
Hey, Matt Donnelly, get anybody to thank?
Let's give a shout out to the people supporting us over at patreon.com/Penn. Go there if you haven't and check out all the different rewards we offer there. I want to thank Nick Dingman, Colin Durham, Susie Felber, Lancey Minshew, Harlan Liam Clark, Michelle Yeiser, Brogan Hastings, Placida Scott, Damian Martin, Garth Reynolds, Adam Loose Red Random and He Loved It, Timo Tehoff, Mark Pickenheim, Terry, Scott Kelly, Kirk Barrett, Adam Berzins, Carlos Alvarez, Michael Cornwall, Rob Aligar, Ross Devereaux, Ryan Matthews, Jeff Bacher, Michael Torbay, Ilan Lee, Jeff Loomis, Jacob McCulley, Impetuous Man, that's how that's spelled, Impetuous Man, Nicole Martin, Music Man, Keith Corning, off the record, no thank you, Daddy, Rachel Hawkins, Jake Schneider, Pete Hoke, Kelly McCauley, Corey Mitchell, Robin Garnett, UpturnCoach.com, turn up your profit, not your budget. Love Julie Lynn and Tom. Obi Dimitrian Jr., Jeremy R22, Winter Wierkowski, Kristen Kledick, Hadi Wambi, Michael Cohen, Quiet Numbskulls, I'm broadcasting. Dr. Scooplittle, Jeremiah Jenkins, Piff the Magic Dragon, buy the book at PiffTheMagicDragon.com. Alexander Hoffman, Danny Olwine, Stephen Volcano, Jim the Magician Who, you know, Scooped Mids, and of course, Paul McBride. Thank you so much.
You know we love you.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.